This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah with Maimon Elbaz. I appreciate you steiging, and today we thank our sponsor, Stanley Shamash, for dedicating the Mishnah in memory of Ezra ben Rachel and Avram Chaim ben Bella, Aleihem HaShalom. We appreciate sponsors of Torah shows. They are really great shluchim from Hashem. And today we have a Mishnah in Seder Moed, Masechta Shkalim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. The topic is, what can they do with extra money raised in the Beit HaMikdash? And can they make money for the Beit HaMikdash? Can they use the money to sell for a profit for the Beit HaMikdash? And also, if you have stucco money, can you invest it to help the poor? So this Mishnah 734 in our series is also dedicated to Chazan Meir Levi Olav Hasholom, who passed away today. He was a legendary Chazan. Baruch Hashem, he was Zechet Zikna V'Seva, and he was Mahana thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people in the world who really in the Jewish world recognized him as one of the greatest, foremost Chazanim in Eretz Yisrael and in Achiezer in Brooklyn, New York. Tei Nishmato Tzura B'Tzor HaChaim. So we're talking now about the Beit HaMikdash. So there was different monies donated, the Machzta Shekel, and the different Mishneot and the Masechet, Shekalim, clarify what the money was used for, and sometimes there's even extra. So, says the Mishnah, Motar Shiyari Halishka Mehayosim Bahen. If you already use the money in the Trumas Halishka for all the different things that were listed in the previous Mishnah, and you still have money. So the Mishnah wants to suggest, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Lochem Bahen Yenot Shimani Muslatot Vasachar Lahekdesh Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you buy wine that people are going to need for the Nesachim and oil. So everyone needs wine and oil in the Beit HaMikdash. And people also need oil for lighting. And they're going to need flour. And this way you'll make money for the Beit HaMikdash. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, no way. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein mistak v'mishal hektish. Rabbi Akiva says, no way, you don't start raising money for the Beit HaMikdash. What, do you want to start putting out stands outside? We're having a sale. Beit HaMikdash needs money. He says, that's not covered. Ein anias b'makam ashiris. The Beit HaMikdash is the palace of Hashem, the castle of our king. You can't start making it look like, okay, we're short on funds. Rabbi Akiva holds no such thing. So, obviously, according to Rabbi Akiva, you'll have to hold on to that money till the next year when they'll need to buy more things that are listed in the previous Mishnayot. Says the Mishnah, V'lo Mishal Aniyim. And Rabbi Akiva also holds, let's say you have money that was in the stucco box. And Ani didn't come yet to take it. Of course, if he comes and takes it, he's on tape. But let's say he didn't come yet. So you might want to empty out the coins and start investing it in a business. Says Rabbi Akiva, you can't do that. Because once you're mashkia the money into some business, it might take months till they see a profit, till they see a revenue. And what's going to happen if Ani comes today? So therefore, you can't do it. And we have to remember the story of Nachum Ishkamzu, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, who Taka was a little bit delayed in giving staka to a person. And it was a tremendous, tremendous kapara. So we have to learn from that lesson. Just one more nekuda. Anyone can sponsor a Mishnah. And you should definitely chap around our school's Mishnayos and the Mishnayos that are online. It'll be a big zechus for you and your family. Hi, Mishmoyo.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.